We're continuing on with our tithes and offering message. Let's go ahead and say it. What does praise stand for? Power released after I start expecting. Power is released after I start expecting. That's what happens when you begin to praise. Power is released. And last week we talked about the Shunammite woman. And remember, she was a giver, right? Every time the man of God came through town, she gave. She gave him a place to stay. She gave him food. She took care of him. Amen? And we can see from that story last week that something powerful happened to her, right? Amen. What did he give her? The Lord gave her a son, right? Because of all of the giving, the man of God wanted to give back, because that's the heart of God. When you give, and you give because you just love to give, God just wants to give back. So why wouldn't his representative, the prophet of God, be just like his heavenly Father and say, we need to give back to this woman? Amen? And last week we saw that there was an expectation that all was truly well. Remember that? Because was everything truly well with her at that point in the story? No. We know that her son had came home from the fields, and he had died in her arms. And yet everywhere she went, she kept telling people, all is well. All is well. How did she know all was well? Because the man of God had already given her that assurance. Amen? She already had a son to prove that God was faithful. And like Abraham, in her mind, she was thinking, one way or another, this is getting fixed. Because this was a gift, and I'm not letting go of this gift. Amen? And she kept standing and kept believing until all was truly well. And we know at the end of the story what happens. That son was raised back to life, and the prophet gave him back to his mom. And a lot of times that's the last thing we hear of the story. But that's not the end of the story. Do you know that? That's not the end of the Shunammite story. And when I was getting ready for prayer and praise, the Lord wouldn't let me go on. He said, no, there's another part, and you need to get to the other part. And so today, we need to be in expectation of favor. Say favor. Favor. Say it again. Say favor. Favor. That means when you go to a mechanic shop and they give you a quote on your car, you can believe for favor that when they actually go to do the job, it's going to be less than what it was. You know how I can say that this week? Because I've been there. I saw it happen in my own life. Because why? Because I was in expectation of favor. I am a giver. I am a tither. And so God blesses my stuff. Amen? No, amen? Amen. If you want your stuff blessed, be a tither and a giver. It doesn't run out like everybody else's stuff does. Amen? And the story of the Shunammite woman, it continues in 2 Kings 8. And it says that Elisha had told the woman whose son he had brought back to life, that was the Shunammite woman, take your family and move someplace else, for the Lord has called a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years. Okay, so she was a giver, and we know that. She loved to give to the man of God, and God blessed her with a son. But now we see something else happening. She was still a giver, and she had her son, and the Lord prepared her for what was to come. That's favor. That's favor from God. The man of God gave her a message, and he said to her, take your family and get out of here, because for 7 years there's going to be a famine. There's not going to be enough. And it says that the woman did as the man of God instructed, and she took her family and settled in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. I'm sorry, what land? What land? The Philistines? Does that mean that you can prosper even in the middle of your enemy's territory? Yes. Yes, you can. You go and you do whatever it is the Lord tells you to do. Does that make any sense in the natural? No. It does not in the natural, but we don't live in the natural. We live in the supernatural. When you are a tither and a giver, you have left the natural realm and you've gone to the supernatural realm. So you've got to do what the Lord tells you to do. Amen? And then it says, after the famine ended, she returned from the land of Philistine. Now, we know from the story of Naomi that if you don't have an heir, you lost your property if you went someplace else and came back. It would go to your kinsman redeemer, okay? And that's who got your property. And so in this story, we see favor again because she returns with who? Her heir, her son. She returns with her son. What does that mean? That means now she can go to the authority in the land and ask for her property back. She had a right. Okay? So we see favor again. Not only does she get word that there's going to be a famine, and not only does she get word of leave the land, and she goes, and her family's taken care of, she comes back, and she's bringing favor with her because she has a son. She has a person that is an heir to this land. Amen? So she comes back into the land. But I'm telling you something. When you are a giver, God goes before you. When you are a giver, God goes before you. Let's read the rest of the story. And it says this. She went to see the king about getting back her house in the land. And as she came in, the king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. Whose servant? Elisha's servant. Elisha's servant. The king is talking to Elisha's servant. And the king said, "Tell me some of the stories about the great things Elisha has done." God is giving this woman favor. And Gehazi was telling the king about the time Elisha had brought back a boy to life. At that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal to the king about her house and her land. There is no such thing as coincidence. There is no such thing as it just happened. No, this is a divine appointment because this woman was a giver. And when you are a giver, God doesn't just bless you once. He doesn't bless you twice. He doesn't bless you. He keeps going and going and going and going, and he prepares the way ahead of you. Amen? At that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal to the king about her house and the land. Now listen to this. About her house and the land. That's what she went to talk to the king about. But your God wants to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or imagine. How do I know that? Because of what's next. Look, my lord the king, Gehazi explained, here is the woman now, and this is her son, the very one Elisha brought back to life. Is this true? The king asked her, and she told him the story. Now here it is. Here's the favor that goes beyond. He says, or she tells him a story. So the king directed one of his officials to see that everything she had lost was restored to her. Have you lost something in this place? Has there been something in your past that has come against you and you've lost something? Maybe it was an investment. Maybe it was something that was supposed to be yours in an inheritance and it went to somebody else. Maybe it was something that the government didn't give back to you that they were supposed to. Maybe it was a family member that stole something from you. Maybe it's something that you dreamed about and it's been lost. This says to me that God not only restored to her her land, but everything that had been lost was restored to her. Now listen, hear this. Including the value of any crops that had been harvested during her absence. You know what that means? That means she walked into the presence of the king and the Lord had already prepared a way for her. Not only did she get her house and her land back, but that girl got a check. 7 years of back pay was given to her when she got there. Don't tell me that praise and expectation of favor doesn't do something. When you are a giver, you stand in a place that is different than the world. You stand in a place where there are open heavens that he wants to pour out a blessing that you cannot contain. You cannot contain it. If you can contain your blessing, you're not asking for enough. You're not asking for enough. You're not asking for enough. Amen? Because God wants to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think. And that's been my challenge in these last few weeks with the different things in our finances, is asking for enough. And you know what that means? That means you've got to keep giving. But I have this need. You've got to keep giving, but you don't know the bills. You've got to keep giving. If you stop giving, you stop the blessing, not God. This is a covenant that we're in. If you stop the tithing and the giving, then you stop the blessing in your life. Can I tell you something? Don't do that. Don't do that, because you and I, we don't know what tomorrow holds. Do you think that when the Shunammite woman was giving to the man of God week after week after week when he came through, do you think when she built the room on her house for him, do you think that she knew that one day in the future she would have to leave that land and leave her land behind and go to a foreign place and then come back and have to have favor? No, she had no idea. But do you know who knew? Her God knew. And because she was a faithful tither and giver, God not only blessed the here and now for her, he went before her and blessed before her, so that when she got there, it was her land, her house, and 7 years of back pay. I don't know about you guys, but that's where I want to be. That's what I want to live. I want to live in the blessing. So what do? We praise. We praise because power is released after I start expecting. When we start expecting God to do the miraculous, he will do it. And favor will be there. If you've got a circumstance or a situation in your life, there's different people in our church now and that have been in our church in the past that I'm still believing for. There are things that financially I know the enemy has bound things up for them, but I call those things to account because I know they're givers. So I can join alongside them and say, oh no, devil, you pay up. You bring that thing back. I don't care if it's 15-year-old thing, a 25-year-old thing. You know what? In one moment, this woman walked in to the presence of a king and got everything back. Amen. That's all it takes. One moment. And everything can turn around. Amen? Do you want to be givers today? Woo! Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, we just thank you so much for this exciting word, Lord. Praise and giving. Praise and giving. We want to be givers who are so excited to give, Father. We can't wait for tithes and offerings time. We can't wait, Father, to be in your presence, to be able to give back because of all you've done for us. And Father, we know that your word says that when we give, it'll be given to us back, pressed down, shaken, and running over. Father, that we will be blessed to be a blessing. We don't want it just to all hoard it up. No, we want it to flow through us to bless others. And God, we just praise you today for blessing every seed that's sown. We thank you for a multiplication and harvest. And if there are things that have been lost in anyone's lives in this room today, we thank you, Father, that you are commanding your angels, just like the king did in the story, to go out and bring back everything that was lost. And besides, Father, all the harvest that should have been on those seeds that should have been sown already, Father, all that harvest is coming back as well. And we give you the praise and the glory, Father, because we know if we can be faithful in the little, we can be faithful with much. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness in our lives today. And we praise you and we are so excited to give our seed in Jesus' name. And everyone gave a shout. Amen and amen. Woo!